Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive down the right field line. It's hooking to the corner, and it's going to be gone. It just clears over the short wall in the right field corner, and Rafael Marchand has his moment. A three-run home run here in the top of the ninth inning. His second home run of the season. And the Phillies lead it 9-6.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It is Wednesday at 3, which means we are joined by the one and only Larry Anderson, L.A. How are we feeling, man?
Doing good. How you doing? Feeling a little optimistic.
Dude. Yeah. What the hell is going on with this team, L.A.? I mean that in the best possible way.
I don't know.
That was crazy.
I just found out what happened last night.
You and most of the Delaware Valley.
I'll say, yeah, you and me both.
Actually, last two nights I stayed up. Christy and I stayed up. Actually, we're on another channel for a while, and she's like, we got to get that game back on. I'm like, I'm a little nervous. I don't know if I want to do. She's like, I'm watching it. So she flips it over, and it just happened to be right at the start of the six-run inning.
What? Well, at least you guys were rewarded for staying up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I slept so good the last two nights after 2:30.
Oh. I mean, L.A., these two gave up after the fourth. He was getting no hit for five.
Well,
no,
L.A.,
yes. Ike, say it ain't
no,
true.
Well, he's right. Yeah, well, I can't lie. Yeah.
You know, get up early.
I thought that was a scheduled loss yesterday, man. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, we all thought, okay, they're hungover from the celebration. They're getting no hit. They're down 4-0. I said, you know what? I'm going to steal some sleep. And woke up. Your dog wanted to go out. He woke up at 5 a.m., looked, and 9-6, I thought I was looking at an old score. I figured it couldn't have been from last night. I think, you know, that game last night, we've had a few of these over the last week, is a good sort of metaphor for the rest of the season in that we talked about how resilient they've been, you know, in the face of injury, in the face of, you know, the things not going well, and then they keep coming back. And we've had a few games in the last week, last night being maybe the best example of the fact that when they are left for dead in these games, they just don't feel that, and they keep coming. And that game last night, just an unbelievable result.
I mean, if you go back both games, the first night, Monday night, too.
Yeah.
To me, they got a lead. They gave it up. They got the lead back. They gave it up. It's like, oh, this is not going well, especially you're on the road with the Dodgers, a very good team. And you just think like, oh, come on. We got to win one game out of this series. And then next thing you know, they won both the first two games. I'm at the point now, I don't care what happens. Well, I shouldn't say I don't care what happens tonight, because you want to keep fighting, and you know, you never know what Milwaukee's going to do, but they do have a pretty easy schedule
the rest
of the way. I don't see them losing any, you know, bunch of games. So, but they're hanging on to that second spot and just I think just for this team is just when you think they're dead in the water, they come up with something. Marshawn, I mean, it was great, and I was pulling for him, but was I expecting him to hit a three-run home run? No, I wasn't. I was like, maybe he can get one in a gap. That would be great, and get a run in, maybe two. Oh, it's just, I don't know. I'm so nervous watching them, but they're just coming through.
I said, L.A., I thought it showed a lot of mental fortitude for them to there being no hit through five innings. And, I mean, had they lost that game, even if they didn't get no hit and they got a hit and a run or two there, I don't think any of us as fans would have been upset, outraged at the loss. It would have been sort of acceptable. But it wasn't acceptable to them, right? Like, they didn't want to lose the game. They believe they still can run down Milwaukee and have that number one seed. Is there something to, like, the winning being contagious and you having that momentum? It's almost like they have a newfound belief in themselves, like they're the best team and they should win every game.
That's exactly right, Ike. I couldn't agree with you more. The confidence there – you know they have the confidence. You know, we've seen the resiliency of this club throughout the year. I mean, how many times have we seen somebody no-hit them for five innings? I mean, that's happened more than a couple times. and then they figure something out, or whether they get to the bullpen or whatever it is, they figure something out. They just – I mentioned it in a post game, you know, before they left on this trip. I was like saying – I can't remember who we had on but it was like, maybe it was Marsh, but I said it was like you guys go out and teams go out thinking they're going to win a game. Most teams do. They go out and they think they're going to win a game. This team goes out knowing they're going to win the game. And I think that's a big difference. I go back to the experience in 93 when playing it. We went out, we knew we were going to win a game. And we didn't win 162 games, but we had that mentality. And you take that with you. When you go out to every game, and especially at this time, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, these are like playoff games. They were for the Phils. They were for the Dodgers, too, because the Dodgers are still fighting for their life to hang on to that third seed. But they just, when you go out there and you have that mentality, it's tough to beat. It's because it's a never-give-up attitude that you know you're going to win the game. Somehow, some way, you know you're going to win it. There's no guarantee that you are. But having that mindset changes everything. It just, I think other teams look at it and go, these guys are going to be fighting till the last out of the ninth inning, you know, and that's that. And to carry that into, you know, where we're at now, down the stretch and into the postseason, there's nothing better.
Yep. Larry Anderson with us. LA, you know, you're an expert on a lot of things. I feel like you will be a good person to ask this. We all saw the celebrations the night before. How do you get up for a game when you're Taiwan on the night before? Is there a strategy?
Notice he said you're an expert in this field,
look,
too.
Look, I'm just saying expert on a lot of things. I just, an elixir you can use? I mean, how do you do that?
Used to be vitamins. Now it's espresso.
Yeah. So one other thing from last night that I thought was particularly impressive was not, we're talking about the offense, was that, you know, I said earlier in the show, You don't look at Christopher Sanchez's line last night and say, oh, there is a number one dominant pitcher who is a Cy Young contender, seven innings, four runs. But when you watch it and you saw them hitting him hard in the first few innings, the fact that he pushed through, evened out, got him through seven innings, I thought was a really impressive performance from Christopher Sanchez.
No doubt. And I think he made some mistakes. He'd love to have a couple pitches back. Because I was saying this earlier today, some buddies that if you make pitches to the Dodgers, you can get them out. Like anybody can, you can get anybody out if you make your pitches. But if you don't make your pitches, these guys, the Dodgers, they hit them out. It's like you make a bad pitch, you're going to pay. It's going to be a gapper or it's going to be out of the park. And, it's to be able to, for Sanchez to make a bad pitch or a couple bad pitches, give up some runs, but still stay in there and fighting and battling. That's what he does. That's what this whole team does. I mean, we've seen how many starters we've seen over in the past month and a half, 2 months, where they give up a lot early. And then all of a sudden they're pitching in the sixth inning, seventh inning.
Well, Lizardo had that start the other night where he left four and then went into the eighth.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's huge for a ball club. And it's got to be for these pitchers, whether it's a starter staying in a game or, you know, coming in the bullpen, bringing the bullpen in, is that, you know, if you keep the score where it's at, you keep within four, you got a real good chance of this team coming back and winning. And that's what they're doing. And I think the pitchers are well aware of that, too, that it's like, I can't quit. I'm not giving up. These guys, these hitters aren't giving up. They might do much right now. But by the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, they're going to have some points on the board.
I think the other thing that can happen, too, is when you're winning, I think, you know, Topper has done the whole thing with the platoons in the outfield, is I think maybe everybody's just willing to sacrifice a little bit more to be a part of something like this. Even, you know, platooning is one thing. Even maybe taking a walk when you don't want to get up there and walk. You want to hit a double in the gap, but you understand that it is bigger than just you and you hitting that baseball.
Yeah, and that's the winning attitude for a ball club. If winning ball clubs, you don't see a lot of selfishness. You see very little selfishness because that selfishness becomes like a cancer on a club. You can't. And you get to this point where, okay, like Cassie's not playing every day. He's used to playing every day. Kepler's playing more than he was. Guys getting put in positions, you know, and doing what they're doing. It's like they just, it's, I don't know what the word is. It's unselfish. And it's just, what you really find out with this club, you find out when they talk about, it's about winning. It's not about my personal stats. You see that with this club. You don't just hear it, but you see it. And they perform that way. And that's, they've been performing that way for a while now.
Last thing, L.A., is Harrison Bader's done a great job as a player since he's been here. But since Trey has been injured, has been really good in the cleanup spot. When Trey comes back.
Leadoff spot.
Not cleanup, in leadoff spot, rather. Yeah. When Trey comes back, is there any consideration to keeping Bader higher in the lineup? You know, we were talking about a Trey, Bader, Harper, Schwarber top four or something like that. It feels like Bader has put himself in a position to stay in that top half of the lineup.
You would think, but for me, whatever Rob Thompson does, I'm gonna agree with it because I just want to follow him to casino. That's all I want to do.
He is. He's making all the right moves. It must feel good because, his...
When they work, it feels great.
Well, the process he goes through is always the same.
The same, yes.
Right? Yeah. But when it works, even when we've all been talking about this is it feels like it's the year. When not only does Marshawn hit that three-run homer you don't expect, man... It didn't have an inch to spare. I mean, it's just, it's like the...
Been there.
Yeah. All right, and that all is right. That. Yep.
Well, you got just enough of it.
Yep. L.A., are they going to win the World Series?
I got to believe they are.
Yeah,
the
there we go.
Right now, I got to believe that all signs point to yes.
All right.
There we go.
Man, I love it. I love it. It's been
Me
a good
too.
Year. I did not think... I just didn't think we were going to finish the season this way. The fact that they were the first team in baseball to wrap up the division, and I know the goal is bigger than a division, but when this team walked out of Citi Field four games up, and if I had told you that in 12 days the division would be over, I certainly would not have believed you. So,
and that you didn't have Wheeler, and that you didn't have Turner, and that you didn't have Bohm, and everything else going on, and still with everybody's doing something, somebody's doing a little extra every game to put them in a position where they're at, and it's great to watch.
I'm sorry, I just keep going on this. It's not just injuries. Losing Wheeler and Turner, there is a good argument to be made that they have been the two best, when they got hurt, the two best players on the team this year. You could make the argument that Trey Turner, given his improvement in the field, how good he's been at the plate, Wheeler was a Cy Young candidate. Neither of them have been playing. It really is unbelievable. Well,
huge losses.
Yes, huge.
But you wouldn't know it.
Nope. All right, L.A. Well, thank you. This was a fun call. I like having these. Maybe they can keep winning. It would be nice. So
at least win on Tuesdays.
Yes.
So the Wednesday's calls are good.
Yes.
Right.
All right, L.A., we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
Take care.
There he is, Larry Anderson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Said they're going to win the World Series. He said it. We got him to
hard
say he's going
to
win the World Series. Yeah.
Whew,
man, this team. Can't believe it. 215-592-9494. Connor in Pottstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Connor?
Hey, guys. It's been a long time coming. I've been wanting to call in, so thanks for having me on. Appreciate talking to you guys.
Yes, sir, Connor.
So basically, I'm a stats guy. I had an actuarial degree, minor in stats, so been doing stats for 15 plus years. So let me throw some stats at you guys. I'm also a Saquon guy, but in defense of the passing game, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
So in last year in the Jalen games, right, excluding the Commanders game where he had a concussion, they were 12-2, right? And in all of those games, right, in the 14 games in the regular season, he averaged 206 passing yards per game, right? And none of the losses did he average less than 120. In three of those games, in those of the 12 wins, basically, he had less than 120 yards, right? So law of large numbers, right? He's had a game of 158 and 106. So we've gotten one basically game out of the way where he threw less than 120 yards. So that's basically where I'm going with this, is that I'm really not concerned about this offense. I think one of the biggest lies that they tell every single time, you could tell how well rehearsed it is, that they don't know who they're playing next. I think they very much are game planning for like 2 to 3 to 4 games out. They've been planning for that third game, like the Rams game, and they've been planning for the game, the Buccaneers game, because I think those are going to be the two games that are toughest on the schedule. I think they saw that they can beat the Chiefs defense basically because – well, actually, I think they saw that our defense could beat the Chiefs' offense because of how, you know, how new their line was. They had two tackle spots that they weren't sure of, and a left guard that they weren't sure of, right? So they saw that they can beat their defense. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm usually, from what I understand, defenses are usually further along in their development than offenses in every regular offensive every regular NFL team. That's what I understand, right?
I just don't understand why this defense, with several new players, young players, would be further along than an offense that has been together for the last couple of years.
Yeah, but they're key defensive players, I think.
No. Forget about the defense. I'm talking about why the offense isn't further along.
Because I think they didn't. I think it's clearly it was a risk aversion, and they weren't tipping their hands. Why else would you run like 80% of your plays? Like 80%, 90% where it was obvious what you were going to pass and when it was obvious when you were going to run. And first of all, they don't pass out of the center. Their successful plays last year weren't out of center. They were under pistol. Mm-hmm. And they still did the same thing.
Hold on. Connor, on Sunday, almost every play out of pistol was a run.
So I got that wrong. I apologize. I got that. Okay. But the point is they made it obvious. The point is they made it very obvious what they did. And I think it was a massive I think it's an obvious gambit. Because here's my other...
Connor, hold on. No. You've talked a bunch. God bless you. Hold on. Connor, first of all, as a statistics guy, you must understand that the statistical analysis you just did that said because last year Jalen threw two games that were like this on Sunday, that must be he's going to have two games like that this year. That is crazy. There is no statistical, anybody who looks at stats would not look at that as an accurate sample size or description of what is going on. That is the first thing. The second thing, for you to say that they're confident they can go into Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and say to themselves, we are so confident in our defense that we don't need to score more than 20 points, is psychotic.
Come on, Connor.
No team would go into Kansas City when they're 0-1 in their home opener against that team doing that and say, you know what we can do? We can win by 3 points just by not taking any risks at all.
Right.
They are risk averse because the quarterback makes too many mistakes when they're not risk averse. Watch any other team in the NFL with a top quarterback. They throw the football. They throw the football. You don't think Buffalo's trying to win a Super Bowl? And so they're performing in week two? Oh, no. In the playoffs, in 4 months, somebody might have seen the play. It's crazy that the hoops that you are jumping through to make an excuse for something that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not making an excuse.
You are. You are.
Better, because it's the easiest thing to change.
No, it is not the easiest thing to do if you're saying that they are capable. Connor, if you are saying they have thrown for fewer yards every year since 2022. Every year. 2022 to 2023, fewer yards. 2023 to 2024, fewer yards. 2024 to 2025, fewer yards. Is your stats guy, is that a trend?
Yeah, I'm saying all it took was 200 yards per game in the regular season to get enough to win.
Yes, and they had an all-time unduplicatable season.
And they still have it. I disagree that Saquon, it's unduplicated.
Saquon had a season last year that is not something you can count on happening again. We've seen two games that show us that it's probably not going to be the way that it was last year with Saquon. Two games. The other team knows what's going on. And for you to, Connor, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you like the show. That is not statistical analysis that what you just did there. It is a prayer. It's a prayer with numbers in it. It's not statistical analysis to say that last year.
Was that supposed to help me feel better about the passing game was going to get better?
Yes.
Is that what that was supposed to do?
Because he only had two games with that few passing yards last year, so he got one out of the way. You're a stats guy? What are you talking about? They're so confident they can go into Kansas City and win with 20 points that they're just not going to do anything? Are you insane that the same defense that against the Cowboys couldn't stop them until there was a lightning break, they're just like, you know what? Everything's going to be fine against the Chiefs? This is not realistic. Stop it. They might get better, and they may, but your reasoning—they have to get better. Your reasoning
they have to get better.
Your reasoning doesn't make any sense. It is a hope. It is a prayer. It is not reason. It's not reason.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right.
That's fair. I mean, we had phrased it with hope.
Yes, I hope this is.
I hope this is something that'll.
I hope
lead to more positive. Yeah, I'm in the hope.
He threw in 2022. Jalen threw for 240 yards a game. Then 205. Then 220. Then 205. This year to 125. That is a trend. It is a trend.
In the wrong direction.
All right. Coming up next. Flyers and 50 with
Can
Rhodes.
Get better, though.
It can. Well, I don't think it will.
Has to get better.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. Has to.
It has to get better.
215-592-9494. All right. Flyers and 50 is next. I'm going to give that
You're
guy
right?
a little. You'll give Broads a little piece of my mind.
Well, we know Broads not a statistical guy.
No. He's not going to feed me a bunch of nonsense numbers. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com.
Not long ago, before I win this fight, say, everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decision.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free finance. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He cuts the mic on and off.
Oh, really?
For me, yes.
Every once in a while.
Yes, every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm used to you cutting it off for me, not cutting it on.
Yeah, well, sometimes you come back from break.
You know. When you were singing, you thought your mic was off. Yeah.
That's what you heard.
Yeah. That's what everyone wishes you would do to me when I am singing the song.
Right.
But I don't care. I love tunes. I love singing tunes.
Hey,
I don't care if I'm good or bad.
Let it go, brother.
Having a good time.
Let it fly.
You know who else is having a good time? Oh, that's Broads. Flyers and 50 with Broads. Ah, Broads, so glad to see you.
Oh, it's amazing to see you as well. Listen, I'm not going to yell at you about the quarterback. I heard
what happened.
I'm a vibe guy. And I can see that Spike is very stressed out today. And I'm not going to bring that type of energy. I'm a man of the people.
I came in today not stressed out at all. It was the fake stats Connor. God bless him. Good listener of the show. Love you, buddy. Fake
can
stats
I give
Connor.
You a, can I give you a very measured stance on this as an obnoxious you know what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Hear me out. And this is all seriousness, right? No jokes. There's something structurally wrong right now with this passing game. And we could talk about how it looks ugly and the trends are going worse and worse year in, year out. But like, there's also a common denominator over the years of getting to Super Bowls and you don't accidentally get to two. So I know it's never going to look flashy and it's weird and unique in its own way. And this isn't good enough either, though. And there's definitely a middle ground, right? Like the one saying that it's okay to look this way and they just win ugly, even if it's at 101 yards. Like there's something structurally wrong if some kid named Browning for the Bengals can air it out smoother than who Jalen Hurts is on a Sunday. So that's why I have to go back to there's something from a formation standpoint that isn't clicking for it to look this gross, but the passing game's always going to be limited under Jalen, but it's definitely good enough to win because your common denominator is getting you to multiple Super Bowls in a handful of years. Fair or unfair?
Fair.
That's fair.
But let me throw this at you. You tell me if it's fair or unfair. And
okay.
It's the only example I have, and I wish it wasn't with such a loser, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Loser?
Is Ben Simmons. So Ben Simmons never went to an NBA Finals. I get it. Understand.
Finals.
But never got to a conference finals. Never beat a good team in the playoffs. Neither has Joel. Whatever. I had this argument about Ben. Because people continue to tell me it doesn't matter what he can't do, it matters what he can do, and specifically Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. And what happened with Ben is that as the league understood what he wasn't good at, If he didn't get any better at it, it became easier to defend him. And the other thing we saw with Ben, which I think is also an interesting comparison, because Corey said this earlier. Corey said he believes that it has gotten in Jalen's head that he can't turn the ball over, so on and so forth. Ben Simmons was never a bad free throw shooter. He was always fine, 68%, 70%. He should be able to get to the line at any time. But what happened was, because he did not work on what he wasn't good at, and the rest, it became harder for him to even do the things that he could do before because of how defenses were playing him. So while I understand what you're saying, Broads, my concern is, from a passing game standpoint, is that the limitations he has as a passer maybe weren't as big a deal 3 years ago when the rest of the league wasn't focused on stopping what they needed to stop. They hadn't seen him very much, all those things. And that's why we've continued to see not just a degradation of the passing game, but a degradation of the passing game in the same way. It's one of two things. Either it's not very much and it is risk averse, or they try to do more and they turn the ball over. So this not turning the ball over thing feels to me like the Ben Simmons not going to the free throw line thing. It feels to me like they know what I'm going to do here, and I don't want to do that, so I'm just not going to do anything. And I have trouble with the whole thing where, and Shiel said it on the morning show today, and it was in the New York Times, about every time they're in 12 formation, two tight ends, they've run it almost every time, all but one time. Every time they're in pistol, they run it every time. But I was just told for a year that Jalen can change the plays at the line of scrimmage. Essentially, he is the one calling the plays, and the offensive coordinator gives him options. So he is the one choosing these things. He is ultimately the one choosing these things. So that is, while I agree with you, there might be something structurally wrong, I think you could make the argument very easily that he is the core of that structural issue.
So I was with you until that very last part of it. And I guess, and I mean, there's just so much. And the Ben thing is interesting. I was a Ben guy, but his deficiencies ultimately ruined him. But I guess the difference is when you already win a Super Bowl, right? Like if Ben Simmons had a championship and then years 4, 5, 6, 7 looked a little awkward, then I guess it just changes the entirety of the combo. But I think that's why this is so layered and so frustrating, and so many details are getting thrown out about certain packages and this and that. And I think there's a lot here that needs to get cleaned up. And as it's a game where if the offensive lineman misses a block, the entirety of the play just looks out of whack, and you can yell at Kevin Petullo, but it's really Grant Calcaterra that missed a block, and that makes Kevin Petullo look awful. And I think there's like 5, 6, 7 different issues right now from top to bottom with the offense. And once they get it aligned, then I think we see a completely different passing game. And it won't wow us, but it'll be the efficient offense that is capable of winning, especially with the defense that's packaged with it. And I guess that's where I'm at. And last year, I didn't believe in this team until the second half against Cincinnati week 8. And then I saw something that at least tickled my fancy a little bit to make me believe maybe there's something to it. So it took them a while. It took them 8 weeks. I'm not telling you I'm that patient, because I'm definitely not that patient, but I just got to imagine, Spike, there's more here. You know, there's just too much of a track record with Nick and Jalen for them to just go down sinking with what the league caught up to us. It's just hard for me to imagine that. No,
that's fair, but you have to take the whole track record. Everybody only wants to take the Super Bowl track record. There are other parts of this track record. So that's my only counter, is that it hasn't always been successful offense in Super Bowl. There are two parts of the track record here. You believe they will go down the path of the good track record. I hope so. You know, your lips to God's ears. I just don't know that is for sure. You know.
Yeah. No. And listen, I get. Trust me, as a Jalen man, and I will always have my quarterback's back. I get it, right? Like this 100 yards. Like we're not talking about. It was a little sloppy. He threw for 203 yards. I would have doubled what he did. And so I think it's so bad and so uncomfortable looking that this isn't just the quarterback's playing poor or the quarterback can't do X, Y, and Z. When it looks this awful with this much talent, there's got to be something team-wise that's just not clicking. By the way, I look like an idiot with these gloves on.
No, it makes it better. Yeah.
But all right, we do have hockey. I had to throw my two cents in there. You know how I feel about it. But listen, it's media day for the Fly guys. You see the pictures in the yard. Wow.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
You're only getting 50. Yeah, you're only getting 50. What? Yeah,
okay. Hold on. I'm pumped up, baby. I'm thinking about Tyson Forster. I heard from Danny Briere at yesterday's press conference. He's going to be good to go for the season. We thought he'd be out for a while. He had an infection in the elbow and the bicep. This kid's ready to rock, baby. And I think there's a lot of juice towards the season he's going to have. He just played for the World Championship Team Canada, and my man was playing with Sidney Crosby, playing with Celebrini, and he was the star of the show. Everyone's talking about the big leap that's coming for Forster. 6'2", body frame, plays well without the puck. The shot is outrageous. He's got such a cannon. So I'm just super pumped thinking about him on the wing, baby. Making plays on the hands.
Yeah, we're keeping it at 50. We're keeping it at 50.
I don't care.
Okay. That was awesome.
What are we talking about?
Tyson Forster, baby. Listen, we get pumped up waking up and seeing Raphael Marchand. Wait until you see a Tyson Forster hat trick against the Washington Capitals on a Tuesday night at the
bar. I don't even know if that's a real guy.
No, it is. Tyson Forster. What do you mean?
Great name. Former
first-round draft pick. Played for the, I believe, the Barrie Colts in the Ontario Hockey League.
When are you on WIP again? Enough.
I got so much more.
No.
I am on tonight after the Phillies. I got a late one, like midnight to 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You'll be on 1:30 to 3. That's my prediction.
Midnight.
I'm having a cup of coffee around probably 1 a.m. Cup of coffee. I need it at my veins, you know?
All right. There he is, Broads. You can follow him on Twitter, @Broads81. Great job as always, Broads.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great show. By the way, I didn't get invited to the dinner on Friday. Little pissed off. It's okay. Have a good one, boys.
Maybe next time.
This guy thinks he's a big part of the show.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, he is.
He's a big part of the show.
He's a 50-second part of the show. We'll invite him to dinner, and he'll be able to sit there for 50 seconds.
Well, let it be known, we did invite Elliot. He couldn't make it.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a part of the show.
Yes. Yeah. Elliot got invited. 215-592-9494. You're invited to Colonial Hyundai. Well, you don't even need an invite. The car czar, John Ashton, wants to help everybody. Right now is the Blow the Whistle sales event.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get a brand new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for $399 a month. You could do that. Maybe you're going to get a brand new 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for only $299 a month. How about this? A 2025 Hyundai Tucson for only $199 a month. This is only at Colonial Hyundai. And your trade, maybe you're pushing it up to Colonial because it stinks. Doesn't matter. Colonial is going to give you $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And the best protection in the game. America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Do not wait. Get over to Colonial Hyundai. Lincoln Highway in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year. 10% down plus first payment. Tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. I might have to let you take this one. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
I got to keep it 100 with y'all. Full disclosure. I sent Justin to the dinner with y'all, but I gave him the wrong answer.
Really, honestly, would not have been surprised if you just look out of the corner of your eyes and there he is again.
What a moment that would have been.
That would have been awesome, actually, yes.
Yep.
But listen, I'm going to ask Spike and Jack, turn your mics off.
Oh, no sure, problem. Fine.
No problem.
Yeah. It's on.
Spikey boy.
It's not even on.
Yes.
Can't talk.
All right, so we got a situation here.
All right.
You said that Jalen can't beat the Rams throwing 126 yards. Okay. Right. He threw for 128 yards in a playoff game and beat the Rams, scoring 28 points.
Yeah.
So that there. Okay. What I need people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, full disclosure, the passing offense has to get better.
Okay. That's Let's start one. There. Okay. So now I can open up my ears and hear you out now.
Yeah. Has to get better.
Okay.
So now, but what I need people to do, put away all the numbers and it's all that stuff. Okay. Put it away.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter. I tried to sell y'all on what wins the OGA 4.6. Y'all ain't want to hear it.
No, okay? I'm with you. I understand it. It works. Okay. It works.
All right. So now put that away.
All right.
Go to where we are right now. Looking at this offense, Jalen Hurts wearing a wristband. You know he don't never wear a wristband calling plays from that. Okay?
What do you mean? He's always had a wristband on.
No. That's what I see. That's what the thing is. That's where people miss it at. I need you to just go back and watch the games from last year. He did not have a wristband where he calling plays off of. He only does that when Nick Sirianni is trying to get him to run that Frank Reich offense. That is where we are right now. I can't even count one play of a read option in Sunday's game.
Not one read option play.
Not one read option play. Everything was a pistol, and it was all runs to Saquon or A.J. Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The if you look at the route tree, everything is go routes. They're all, and it seemed like all the receivers in the same area. There's no shorts. There's no high lows. There's no crossings. There's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
So to Spike's point or whatever, when people talk about catching up to something, oh, the Eagles defense has figured Jalen out. How you figuring him out when he's not even running the offense that got him to the Super Bowl in 22 and that got him to the Super Bowl in 24, which was last year? We're not even – so what are you catching up to?
So we're talking about the scheme. You're talking about OC then. You're talking about the offensive coordinator. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm okay with Kevin Petullo. I'm okay with Nick Sirianni. But
it's got to get better. Listen, I'm with you on this from the standpoint of I'm putting some blame there on the coaching.
The point is this here, Ike. Yeah. Doesn't it make more sense to use what is working until somebody proves to you that they can stop it? Instead of you just changing it because you're assuming people's going to catch up to it, I mean, we're not doing what got us our success. And every time we go to the Frank Reich offense, we look pedestrian. And you got people saying, man, that's a high school offense.
Yeah.
Anybody can see what we're doing. It's so easy. But now, to my point.
But why is it that way? Why? Here's the thing I would ask, OG. And this is where you have to at least allow yourself to wonder, are they restricted in what they can put in? Right? And we keep talking about the offense is simplified. This has been like 3 years we've been talking about the offense getting simplified.
Right. But my point is this here is, why would you even try to bring a complicated offense in if that's not what you did to win?
What you do well. Okay.
Yes. I mean, if you know Jalen Hurts is a RPO, is a read run, you know, if you
yeah,
know that,
sure. Run pass option guy. Yeah.
Out of him. Why the hell are you trying to get him to do something else? Huh. I don't. And as far as him being intelligent enough to, or whatever, we all know.
We know he's intelligent enough. Yeah, of course. Yes.
And it takes time. And then to this point here is Saquon Barkley has never beat Dallas Cowboys when he was with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no wonder that he only had 60-something yards against the Cowboys because that's all he had in the first
Cowboys
game. No,
turning my mic on. That's a crazy. There's no.
Hold on.
I don't care about Saquon Barkley versus the Cowboys. Stop.
Just let me finish. I'm going somewhere with this. Let me land the plane. Then you can set me up. Okay. Saquon Barkley also did not do anything against Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Okay. So him having the 88 yards is not,
he didn't do anything. Nope. Stop. Listen. He didn't do it. Nope. Uh-uh. He didn't do anything against. No. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. He didn't do anything against Kansas City in the Super Bowl because they designed the entire defense to stop him, which allowed your guy to throw to have one of the best games of his career. So that it had nothing to do with Saquon's inability to perform versus the Chiefs.
Jalen's best games in his career. No, the hell it wasn't. No.
The Super Bowl?
He had two explosive plays in that Super Bowl. And that was the one to we call the dagger, and then the one to Jahan Dotson down the sideline. Two.
Those underthrown.
So don't tell me that's the best game he ever had. No, it's not. You guys got to stop.
So shouldn't Josh Sweat
like
MVP?
You don't know this.
So,
thing.
Yeah, so should Josh Sweat have won Super Bowl MVP then?
No, Josh Sweat shouldn't have won it.
Oh, who should have won it then?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you this, OG, real quick. But you get all frustrated, and you and Spike go down the wrong road.
I just want to know.
What do you think needs to be done to fix the passing game, to make the passing game better?
I think we need to go back to the RPO, the offense that every receiver on our team knows.
Okay.
Right now, there's a lot of guessing. AJ Brown missed the entire training camp. He don't work out with Jalen in the offseason. So what are we doing? We out here. We practice in games. To me, and then new offensive stuff. Give them what we did to win. Give us what works. Don't give us what we think is going to work. I think I can handle that a lot better seeing a defense prove that they can stop the Duke. Don't assume. Prove it. Damn it, before we change anything. And Spike, you keep it up, and you want to get your – you know what? Let me stop.
This, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, see you later, OG.
By the way, yes. OG DMing me for favors earlier today.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Watch how they switch sides.
Let's not bring stuff.
Let's not ask him for a laundry. We would never bring off-topic, off-air things on the air. We're all friends.
All right. We are all friends.
Yeah. Sorry, he has an opinion.
He does.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I would say
at least he's getting. At least he's back, though.
Yeah, and I think this has been good for OG.
Yeah,
for 100%,
sure. Yeah.
Second thing is the Saquon stuff.
It was irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah, throw it out the window. You just want to give the yes. only person who can get credit is the Duke. But yes. at least he provided a reason.
Yes.
And a solution.
A solution.
Yeah, reason and a solution.
So
you know?
Do you think now? How much of this do you think is play design Kevin Petullo?
Well, it's all, I believe, my personal opinion, mm-hmm. is that they are designing the offense around his flaws. Jalen's flaws. Mm. I personally believe that those flaws over the last 4 years have become easier to exploit. I also believe that not every team is the Chiefs and Arrowhead, and they will have games this year where it looks better. Well, but
I hope so. Starting
yes,
Sunday.
Maybe. But I think on the whole, they're going to have a very difficult time doing what they're trying to do without him improving at that sort of thing. And by the way, I also want to say, he said the thing about intelligence. Mm-hmm. Nobody's questioning how smart he is. But there's
that's what people hear
yes,
when.
There's a difference between, if you say can't get to the reads, you know, not every smart person is good at video games. Mm-hmm. Video games are hand-eye coordination. Like, there are a lot of different things that go into why you have the ability to do this, yes. that, or the other. It has nothing to do with being smart or not smart.
And it really is processing information fast.
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
Really what it is.
Yes, yeah. And a specific kind of information in a specific situation, right? Yeah. There are a lot of really smart people who are not good at taking tests.
Right.
You know,
I was one of them.
Yeah, well, there's some doubt there on the smart part. The Twitter question, by the way, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Experience the Marks difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you expect the passing game to get better, or do you just accept it is what it is, expect it to get better? 81.3%. Baldy joins us next.
Baldy.
We'll ask him. See what he has to say. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.